Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brad and Gary. How you guys doing?
Great.
Pretty good.
Nice to have you with us. So you wrote an op-ed from the Stanford Advocate, right?
Yeah, it's about our governor. And, you know, I was kind of watching him through the summer. Most of the people I talk to, Gary, are pretty frustrated with the status of Connecticut. You've got business owners dealing with a 50% increase in minimum wage. There's another billion of taxes. And there's a lot of frustration out there. And I kind of watched Governor Lamont, you know, and everybody deserves a vacation, but I kind of watched him vacation for 2 weeks up in Maine and then go on a nice boat ride with Governor Cuomo. And then he had Ned Stock,
yeah,
dancing in a tie-dye T-shirt. And you just wonder whether he really understands the pain and suffering that Connecticut residents are going through right now.
And the promises that he made along the campaign trail, and let's face it, there's a lot of people who seek political office that will say or do anything to get elected. But there's a difference between that and making some hardcore promises, like tolling trucks and only trucks comes to mind. And then in a very, very short amount of time after taking the elected office, does a complete 180 and backs down on that, and all of a sudden changes his entire philosophy.
Well, 38 days in.
And oh, there you go.
I can remember being on the debate stage with him where I said, Ned, you're going to toll. And he said, Bob, you're misrepresenting my position. I'm making a promise. I'm only going to toll tractor trailers, and he flipped on it. He also promised to lower the property taxes across the state, and a report came out a couple of weeks ago saying property taxes are up.
That's right.
Across the state. So people aren't happy. They're really not happy.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Brad. You're going to say.
No, I just said that no question about it. This is what's happened, and this is something that many of us thought was going to happen in the end, and it has already. It's a shame.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bob.
No, I think a lot of people, particularly in Fairfield County, kind of voted on what was going on in Washington, and Lamont, Governor Lamont, tried to distract people to that. And I've had a fair number of people come up to me and say, I wish I had it to do over again, because we got to worry about what's happening in Connecticut. We knew this governor's economic policy was going to be tax and spend. We've had 40 years of that, and we're ready for a change. And I think people, you know, elections have consequences, and I think a lot of people learned that. And hopefully the next time around, whoever runs will get a different outcome.
Well, they do. Elections do have consequences. So therein lies the question, Bob. How do you change the mind, the mindset of those who are hell-bent on voting for the same person election cycle after election cycle, hoping for different results, but getting more of the same? How do you change that mindset?
I think we need to, if you look at the constituencies that Democrats claim to represent and support the most, the big cities are not doing well. You look at Bridgeport, only 26% of the kids in Bridgeport test at the age-appropriate level in math. So you got 74% of the kids that aren't performing where they should be. And we spend a ton on education, and we make a bunch of promises, but the results aren't there. You look at the state employees. I mean, one out of three current state employees, there's going to be nothing left in that pension plan by the time they retire. So the Democrats are not really taking care of these constituencies that support them, that they claim to support. The facts say otherwise.
Yeah. It's changing the minds of the voter. It really is, because there's so many people who said the same. Oh, well, Ned Lamont is going to be completely different than Dan Malloy. Oh, anybody would be better than Dan Malloy. And then you get Ned Lamont, which is Dan Malloy 2.0. And it's what's that definition of madness or insanity is when, you know, you do the same thing over and over again and expect different results.
That's true.
This is case in point.
Unbelievable.
Well, he's already, after 9 months, the second lowest ranked governor in the entire nation. It even took Dan Malloy a few years to get that low, and this governor's done it within 9 months. You almost have to try to do that. That's hard to do unless you're trying.
Yeah, yeah.
But these things have all happened. No question about it.
I know they've happened. Now, others, your adversaries would say, yeah, but you haven't given him a fair chance. He hasn't even been in office for one full year yet. What do you say to that?
Well, I think it's the broken promises, and I was pretty gracious in defeat. I wished him well. He had somewhat of a business background, so I was hopeful. But I'll tell you, in 38 days, when he flipped on tolls, it was game over for me, because it was his number one fundamental campaign promise. And if you remember, he didn't come out and apologize for it. He dumped his change in policy in an editorial in the Connecticut Post on a three-day holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Hoping that no one would notice, or that it would just blow over. And that's not leadership either. At least step up and say, you changed your mind. Here's why you did it, and here's why it's necessary. But he didn't take that approach.
So then, Bob, going forward, what is it going to take in 3 years? What kind of candidate does the Connecticut Republican Party need to beat an incumbent Democrat?
Well, we've got to figure out the big cities. If you remember election night at 10 o'clock, we were up 6-7 points. And we knew we had lost because Hartford, Bridgeport, and New Haven hadn't reported their results yet. We need to start getting into the cities now with the number one objective of actually helping them. It shouldn't be going in there to try to get votes. It should be, what can we do to help these big cities on education and jobs and other things? And if you do that, I think the votes will follow. But you can't wait 3 years to do it. I started to do it, but I did it too late.
Yeah, you got to start now.
The numbers are so stacked against us without these big cities as Republicans. We only have 26% Republicans in the state.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got 46% of the vote, 26% Republicans. The numbers are stacked against Republicans in this state, and we got to do a better job of getting the message out.
Yeah, and you can't enable these cities. You have to empower them, and as well as market yourself towards independents and unaffiliated. Bob Stefanowski, thank you so much for being with us. You're welcome back anytime, and we always appreciate your time with us each and every time you're with us.